Okay, moving on in the programme, and delighted to welcome onto it Art Parkinson. Hiya, Art, how are you?
Hiya, thanks for having me.
You're a very busy man, and you're to get even more busy. Before we talk about your new role, Art, many people will recognise the name, many people following your career at just the age of 15. You're going from strength to strength, aren't you?
Yeah, hopefully.
I think there's no doubt on that. What are you working on at the moment? I suppose you're at school as well, so when you're 15 and you're pursuing a role in the arts, you have a lot to juggle.
I do, yeah. Well, I have my junior cert this year, which is a bit difficult, but at the minute I also, at the start of summer there, I started a project called Zoo, which is my first live-action lead role. And I've got a couple of pickups to do this month, next week actually, and in February as well. So that's what I'm working on at the moment that I can tell you about.
It sounds very exciting, and there's perhaps some of the stuff you can't. We're talking to you more specifically though, Art, as you're the new ambassador for Shakhtar and the Gaelica for 2017. How did this role come about for you?
Whenever I'm away working, I have a tutor called Rory McManus, and he's a fluent Irish speaker, so he comes away with me and helps me with all the work I'm given from the school and all that. And he works closely with somebody who's very high up in Conor na Gaeilge. And he sort of was chatting to him about me, and sort of one thing led to another, and he asked if I would be interested in becoming an ambassador this year.
And you said yes. I presume this is for a great deal based in your love of the language.
It is, yeah. Well, you know, being an Irish speaker, it's something that's very, very important to me, my Irish culture.
And why is that? Is it bred into you? Is it something you've decided yourself, or is it something you think we need to be working on more, I suppose, as a nation?
I think as a nation, it is something that needs to be worked on more. I believe personally that every school in the country should be an Irish-speaking school. And, you know, a country without a language is a country without a soul. And I think there is some kind of slack in the country in the modern day towards the Irish language, and people aren't as enthusiastic as they really should be.
Yeah, and indeed, we're not getting into the politics of it, but even the current Taoiseach, some would argue, doesn't have perhaps enough interest in making sure that it's not just contained to pockets, because that, for a lot of people outside of Donegal and other counties with a Gaeltacht area, they just think there's little places that speak it. And unfortunately, for the most part, that's true.
Yeah, it is. I mean, it's disappointing, but at the same time, it's schools like ours, CCE, that keep the language going, and it's very important to us. And that's actually something I'd like to talk about to you today. You know, we have an open night on Tuesday night, the 17th of January. And that's from 7 to 9, and that's anyone interested in going and doing their education through the Irish language, which is very important.
And so anyone who has a child that's about to enroll, or I presume you could move schools, that's what that open night is for, is it? That's this coming Tuesday?
Yeah, that'll have a showcase of the whole school. And our school is really like any other school, except for the fact that we do everything through the medium of Irish. I mean, we have all the same facilities, and even if anything, it's better than every other school because of the fact that, you know, the classes are very, very small, so each teacher is able to give a lot more attention to the individual people.
And, you know, one of the tips you get when you're learning another language is, you know, the immersive technique, and why shouldn't we be doing that with our own?
Exactly, yeah.
I mean,
it's very important, you know.
Okay, so what do you hope then to achieve in your ambassador's role? Or what do you see it being over the course of the year?
Well, as an ambassador, my job is to promote the Irish culture and encourage the use of the Irish language, whether that be for the celebration or preferably for the rest of your life.
And, you know, we often have adults making decisions for children and saying, do this, do that, or for students. You know, you're a younger person yourself. Wouldn't it be nice to see a movement of younger people saying, this is what we want in our schools?
It would be, yeah. And I feel like it is one of those things where people say, oh, you can't do this with the Irish language, you can't do this. But it is, you can do so much with the Irish language. And if you do actually take the time to sit down and talk to young people, then they will be able to tell you the benefits of learning through the medium of Irish.
Okay, it's all very interesting. You have a busy 2017 all around. How do you handle the inevitable fame, or does being at home and being at school keep the feet on the ground, Art?
I wouldn't call it fame, really.
Well, it's not far off. Go on.
Well, yeah, it's interesting, but at the same time, you know, I like to be a part of things like this, and it gives me the opportunity to be a part of things like Shakti na Giliga, which has always really been a dream of mine, to be able to be so immersed and accepted into the Irish language.
Absolutely superb. Thank you very much for chatting to us, Art, and best of luck with 2017 and beyond.